אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hi, I'm Dusty Ehrlich, and I've founded the Bring Lifer Back campaign and have been campaigning for justice. Bring the Malka Lifer back to Australia to face 74 charges of sexual abuse. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, it seems it's been a very long road just to get to the point. I mean, we had the breakthrough last week on Tuesday when the Israeli court actually found a fit for extradition to Australia after 67 hearings. Can you please comment about all this process?
Well, I actually gave my police statement in 2011, and so did my sisters. And at the time, we were told it's going to be a simple process. We'll send the extradition case to Israel. Malka Lifer will be arrested and she'll be back here possibly within the next year. We never imagined that this, so many different twists and turns, so many setbacks, and just knowing that there are so many powerful players trying to prevent justice from ever happening.
Why do you think so? Who is trying to prevent the justice? Who is behind it?
Well, we know that the health minister in Israel, who comes from the Gora community in Israel, has allegedly been accused of interfering with the case, and we very much hope that the Israeli justice system will completely investigate that case and prosecute him if that's the case. We know that there are many parties that are not interested in seeing Malka Lifer come back here for their own reasons. They think that it's a chilul Hashem for her to come back to Australia and face justice here. And then there are many people that have told us straight to our face in Israel who think that either that they don't believe us, or they think that what's the big problem? It's the female teacher with females. It's not against halacha. So what's the big problem? It's not against Jewish law. And they don't think that we should be talking out about this or talking up about this. We should just keep silent.
Dasi, you and your sisters, Ellie Sapper and Nicole Meyer, been going through hell just to get to this point. Tell us about it.
This case running for so long, and because it's a very high profile case and we've been fighting very hard and have lobbied the governments both here in Australia and in Israel in order just to see Malka Lifer even be in jail. So this has had an impact on our lives because it means that the person that abused us is in our lives every day, and we can't just move on to the next chapter of our lives until she actually faces justice here and the court cases are over, and we won't be able to actually put this behind us and say that we've dealt with it and we can move on to the next chapter of our lives. And I just can't wait for that day.
You met very high-profile people to try to assist you. You met the Prime Minister of Australia. You've met Scott Morrison. Can you tell us about the reaction here from all these high-profile people?
We met with the former Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, first, and then we met with the current Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. We've had quite a big amount of support from both sides of the table in Australian politics. It's been incredibly encouraging to have that support, to have federal members of our government and state members of our government stand beside us and say, we believe you, we think that justice needs to happen here. It's been very validating.
I hope that you'll be able to see justice soon and put everything behind you. But in the meantime, it's like ongoing saga for you. As you said, it has a really big impact on your life. Have you been to Israel to witness the court proceedings at any time?
I have personally been 3 times with my sisters, and one of my sisters went this year as well, so she's been 4 times just for this case, just to actually sit in a courtroom in Israel, look at the judge and say, this is the face of the case. There were not just numbers or, you know, or people from across the world. This is us. We've come all the way to Israel to sit in the courtroom and to show you that we need this to happen. We need justice.
Do you get any support?
We have been given an immense amount of support from the wider Jewish community here in Australia, the wider Australian community, and from many wonderful people in Israel as well. And I have to say, actually, we've had support from people around the world.
Really? In what way?
I think the biggest support is people standing with us and saying, we believe you, we think justice needs to happen, we want this to happen as much as you, and just sharing this journey with us, you know, being there to comfort us when things seem to go 10 steps back and it feels like it will never happen, and rejoicing with us when there are finally steps towards justice.
Do you know that these sort of cases, what you say that happened to you, is happening all around the world to young children? What can be done to prevent it?
I think it's very hard to know, and I get contacted by so many people that unfortunately have faced very similar struggles and have been abused when they were younger and are facing lifelong impacts from this. And I just think the fact that we are standing up and talking about it, and every person that stands up and talks about it and raises awareness, just creates a different conversation about abuse and raises awareness about the effects that the abuse can have. And we've had people come up to us and say, because of what you're doing, we understand what has happened to us or is currently happening to us. I think every voice matters, and we just need to continue talking about it.
What is your expectation now? I'm talking about from the Israeli court and from the court proceedings.
Our expectation now is that the extradition process will now begin. Something that should have begun 6 years ago when she was first arrested in 2014. So this process is not supposed to be a difficult process. It's supposed to be a pretty efficient, quick process. We hope that Malkalifa will be seen in Australia before the end of this year. That's our expectation.
What was your immediate reaction when you got the news that at last Malkalifa is fit for extradition?
Our immediate reaction was actually just to sit there in utter shock. I mean, we were expecting to hear those words. We couldn't conceive or fathom the idea that Malkalifa was not fit to stand trial, that the court had not finally seen through her lies, because we know that she has been lying. But for it to actually happen after 67 court hearings, we just sat there in absolute shock. And within seconds, you know, my phone was blowing up with media requests, and it was straight into that. And it wasn't until we finished media late last night that we were actually able to sit down and really let the judgment sink in. She is fit to stand trial. I mean, the judge has seen through her deceit, and there won't be, hopefully, any more arguments about this.
Dasi Ehrlich, thank you so much and good luck.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.